Here in the middle of Hilchos Shabbos, Siman Reish Ayin Aleph, in the halachas of Kiddush Al Hayayin, on page Daf Memches Amar Aleph, Sif Yir Aleph. Im Ein Elokei Sechad. So if somebody only has one cup of wine, what does he do? We know we make Kiddush more than one time. We use a cup of wine more than one time over Shabbos. What do you do? So Mekadosh Be Belayla. So you make Kiddush with it on the Friday night Kiddush. The Ein Toyim Imena. Don't taste from it. Shalev commanded that you shouldn't make it pogrom, shouldn't make it deficient by drinking from it. Ella, rather, what you do is sheituch mimenu l'kois achar. You pour off from that cup to another cup. And then you'll taste, which you have to drink from when you made a bracha, you'll taste from it from another cup. Well, l'machar, the next day, we know kiddush, you make it Shabbos in the morning, because you'll make kiddush on what remains from the first cup. That's what you do if you have one cup of wine. Now, v'imlohi yabai ella revius bitzim. So what happens if you have exactly revius? The next minute of Lila. And then if you have to drink a little bit, even from, you're not making a pogrom, you're drinking from a different cup, you're going to have less than Revius. So what you do is, so you mix it, you dilute it with something else, the next day, to complete it to Revius. Now, it says, that's specifically, if you have another cup, for Abdallah, because if not, and then it's actually better, don't do what we just said about Danel. Leave the cup of wine for Abdallah, she has to be passed because Abdali cannot make it on bread. Then making Kiddush on it, you can make Kiddush on it, you can have wine for Abdallah. So rather, actually leave it for Abdallah. Because Kiddush, Friday night, you could actually make on bread. Now, you have exactly two precise cups after dilution, meaning there's nothing else to do with it. So then you Kaddish B'Layla Be'echad, make Friday night Kiddush with one of them, on the second one. And don't make Kiddush during the daytime. The Kiddush alayla odif, making Friday night Kiddush, is more important than making Shabbos day Kiddush. It says the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkat Nun. So the Mechaber said again, if you only have one cup of wine, make Kiddush with it on Friday night. Don't taste anything from it, not to make a pogrom. Rather, Shleifich Me'en Nebchulu. Pour from it into another cup and taste the wine of Kiddush from that other cup. Which, how much do you have to drink from it? Kishir Malei Lugmov, according to the measurement of a person cheekful. Because as the Shar Tzion Lo Yisnun Gimel says, less than that, you're not Yoytzeh, says we're going to see later on, Sifyut Gimel. Now, the Eli Rabbi is actually not sure, because since he wants that it should remain for tomorrow for Kiddush, maybe the evidence should be enough for the Kol Shura, even a minute amount. So the Shar Tzion, no, that doesn't seem correct at all. And also, Tzion Shabbos, Shachon Acharav, the Rabbi Pshitas, that specifically you have to drink Malei Lugmav Achikfa. So even though you're trying to hold on to this cup of wine, you have to drink, you pour off to another cup, but you got to drink a Achikfa, Sifkot Non Alef, Ma'akos Tashani, from the second cup. Now, Magen Avraham, his Kamadasa Tesis, that the Koshal Chayva, that an obligatory cup, not so fast, says the Mishnah Berurah. You can't just pour off a little bit into a second cup of drink from there, because when you have a Koshal Chayva like Kiddush, the tasting has to actually be from a cup that has a Revius of wine. So, Balkena, Nochen Shazakach, what's appropriate to do like this. Yishbech mitchila ma Koshal Rishon Ter Koshach. First, take the whole Kiddush, pour the whole cup into another cup, but and v'yizosh yishur yishur by revius yain. Make sure that it should remain a revius of wine. V'yitema kus, meaning pour off from the first cup to the second cup. Actually pour off like the majority. But make sure that the first cup still retains a revius of wine. V'yitema kus harishin kishim alei lugmav. And then you'll taste from the first cup the measurement of a cheekful. V'achkech yishpecha yain shepekos achet. Then you'll pour the wine that you poured off into the other cup back into this first cup, because that's going to take care of the fact that you drank from it, that you made a pogrom, that makes it, like you see people mixing things together, that makes it, that remedies the pogima. And then you can make kiddush on it, if it has now, or vias of wine, and for tomorrow. Now, the after El Yerab Adachas Devarav, although he rejects his words, no, it's better like the Shulchan Aruch. You're not making pogrom at all because you're pouring off to a second cup. And he takes care and he says, no, it's better this idea that pour off a little bit, leave a revius, drink from that, and then mix back in what you poured off to make it not pogrom anymore. Sivkat Nun Beis. So we said, and then tomorrow, Mekadosh B'Masha Nisha. You make kiddush and what remains. Now, Meloshin Zamashim, but this wording it sounds like Mekadosh B'Zehakleis Gufa, that you can make kiddush with this cup itself. Now, Vaftalel B'Sifyud Kasav, although previously in the previous So if he wrote the tzarich li is a kais mole, wait a second. If you did that, like the way the Mechaber says, you had a big kais, and you poured off a little bit, you drank from that, and then okay, what's remaining is where you make kiddush the next day. But now, obviously, evidently, the cup is not full anymore because you poured off a little bit. And didn't he say that it has to be full? Says the Mishabur, this is important because sometimes you see people, they have to make sure to pour it to the top. And the truth is that you should. Zerak la mitzvah. That's just as a mitzvah, as the Shartin Nundal says from the Shulchan Aruch explicitly, that the fact that it should be full to the top is just la mitzvah. But im akav imeinloy, it's not critical if you don't have. Some people are going crazy, they're looking for this and that. Yeah, it's la mitzvah, but it's not critical if it's not full to the top, as long as you have a revius. Now, pasha, it's obvious, the im yesh le kais achav katan mizeh, which this is very important also. If you do have a smaller cup, then tzarich lishpachei al tech, I mean, you should pour it into kiddush limoli. So it is important mitzvah. And if you didn't fill up to the bechel, you have this huge cup. So then, yeah, find another one that it can fill up to the top. But lemaisa, in this situation, which obviously is a b'dayavad situation, then you could go ahead and make kiddush even though it's not filled to the top. Sivkat nun gimel. Now we said, now if, however, Friday night he only had revias b'tzimtzum, exactly a revias. So this is lav davka. That's not really precise. I mean, we said if you can have exact revias, so you'd be missing at, when you drink from the nighttime. So he says, okay, they dilute a little water into it the next day to make revias. So it's not precisely revias, but simtzum, because elo adin, the same thing is even if he has a little bit more than that, because el da'acha timas mole logma, but after drinking a cheekful, lo yishol likish revias. So it doesn't have to be exact revias, even a little bit more, you're not going to have a revias after you drink a cheekful. The nakan hachal revias is just picking this as a chiddush, the philip is there, yishol likish revias. Even though if you really only had exactly revias, you had this one little bottle of grape juice, and that's all you had with you as you were stuck on the side of the road. There's a way of remembering El Dima Zigis Mayim by mixing water. Umayri obviously is Tumak Kasho Yayin Chazak, that is a strong one. Shachar Mazigi, Yochel Kadosh, that that's the whole Shaila. What could you mix in what? Finally, come on, Mr. Mishan Beis said, hey, where he talks about this, could you mix it with grape juice? Can you mix it with wine? But Akapanim, that you'll mix in, that's what the case that we're talking about. Sivkat Nundal. Now we said, behind the Davka B'chul, this specifically he has another cup of wine for Abdullah. Koyad Le'el, meaning he says, going on previously, Shukas that he wrote, if you have one cup, we said, okay, Mekadosh Babalayli, make Kiddush Friday night. But that's Vashmin. We're telling you, no, the Hainu Dafka B'chul, that's only if you have a cup of wine for Abdullah. Because we said, if not, Sivko Nunhei, the Mutta B'chul, it's better to leave that cup actually for Abdullah. Now, Bezeh Arya Shulchan Aruch, what the Shulchan Aruch is talking about, Shakais who shir mitzumtzum umamuzi kvar. So it must be talking about where the cup of wine is exactly. And it's already diluted, and there's nothing more to do with it. Because that's not the case. So you can get away with it. You make Kiddush Friday night, and then pour off a little bit, let's say, drink from it. Depends whichever idea you go with. And then you could dilute a little bit of water into it, and then complete it. Like we said, so it must be that it's already diluted. It's exactly where it is. So Sivkat Nunbo, what should you do? Actually, leave the cup for Abdullah. Now and then we said because that you can't do with bread, and rather kiddush you can make with bread. Now the Yeshem, some say no, actually the kiddush alayla other than Abdallah. Friday night kiddush is better than Abdallah, and therefore no, don't leave with Abdallah. And even according to the Pin Shulchan Aruch, so he says, and even according to Shulchan Aruch that says no, Abdallah is better than kiddush. If you have beer, let's say for Abdallah, then actually mutar lekadosh al yain. It's better to make the kiddush on the wine. Why? According to everyone, you can make Abdullah on beer. We know that Chamar Medina is a unanimous halacha. But the Kiddush Ashikra, but to make Kiddush on beer, Abba Paisim ice cream, meaning Friday night beer, Friday night Kiddush, that many places say it's forbidden. And actually, even Vigam Alapas, even bread, Machmar Bein Tam is stringent, and therefore you don't find too many people making Kiddush Friday night on bread. Lachain, therefore, Philip Ashavch is even in the morning, Shabbos morning. It's better to make kiddush on wine. Meaning, even if you already had kiddush Friday night wine, you have one more cup. Should you leave the Shabbos morning kiddush or for Abdullah? He says, better make it kiddush Shabbos morning on wine. If you have beer for Abdullah, which the Sharatin Eishman above says from the Shulchan Atzishitin that he writes, that Magen Avraham was way overboard regarding this, and he says you can do as you want to. Another thing. However, they quote the words of Magen Avraham, meaning to say, why would you have to, because really, actually, both of them could do Chamar Medina Shabbos morning. But Al-Kabam, he says, better Kiddush on wine Shabbos morning, if he has beer for Abdullah. Miu, however, says the Mishnah Berurah, Mashanogu L'Kaddush B'Vizek Knesses B'Gamba L'Havdil. This that in shuls, they make Kiddush for Ferdinand and the Shul, and also the make Abdullah, b'zeh bevaday Havdallah, in that situation, most definitely the Havdallah, Shuloh Hitzir Rabin Dechavos, which is actually exempting people their obligation, other from Kiddush is better than the Kiddush they make Friday night, and they'll minig, it's only minig, which is because of the Shamachtes, says Magad Ram and other Achreinim, which the Shahar Tzinois Nonal says, it's not clear in Magad Ram what he means to say, if even that he has beer for Havdallah, however, it's better to make Havdallah on wine, and Kiddush on Friday night don't make at all. Or is it going on in the beginning of his words? It's told my way he does not have beer, and then he only has one cup of wine. Then the shul, everyone agrees that you should have Abdullah. But if he has beer, then you should make Abdullah on the beer and make Kiddush on wine. It says, that's what he says, that the Abdullah in shul is definitely more important than the Kiddush. Sivkat nun zayin. So he said that if he has exactly two cups after dilution, you should make Kiddush Friday night, make Abdullah on the second one, don't make Kiddush during the daytime. Why? Because the Kiddush halayla adif. The Friday night Kiddush is better. Like we said previously, because the Friday night Kiddush is a deraisa, Shabbos day, is not so. It's good to make Kiddush on a large cup. That you should leave over from the cup of Kiddush for the Kiddush daytime and for Abdullah. What does that mean? What do you mean? You make a huge cup and you're leaving it over for Shabbos day and Abdullah, he's like, no, b'chol pam shalei pogum. Each time you're going to fix it, you're going to remedy it, there shouldn't be pogum. And b'yikra b'shachas v'abdullah, kais kat makaydin. Each one, you're going to take a smaller cup than you took previously. So you're like, you're leaving over. It's really a gemara. Sheyishamre kadishu l'abdalta. So you're making the same cup, but you're making it smaller and smaller. Kadishu moly, that it should be full. Abe eli rabbi pikib is a minig. He doesn't like this minig. He's also refusing with this because he writes, better do like our minig, which we don't do that. We don't take the same cup and drink from it, and leave less and less and less, and misak in the begimo, we take a separate cup. Sifyut beis. Achar shekiddush ala kais. After someone made kiddush on the cup, okay, we keep on moving along from the beginning of Reish Mem Beis, we were moving along from Erev Shabbos, Friday night. Okay, you already made kiddush on the cup. Notel yodav. Now you wash your hands. Mavarachim ik debracha al matilas yodoyim. Vim notel yodav kaidim kiddush. Now what happens if you washed your hands before kiddush? So Gali daiti did if to chavivale. So then he actually revealed his intention that he prefers bread, because what's he washing for? So below you kaddish al yain, then don't make kiddush on wine. El al pas, you only make kiddush on the bread. Agar says Ram Lavi Yesham. Some say no. Like a tchila, initially yesh li til yodav koid my kiddush. No, wash your hands. And some people from Germanic descent have this meaning that actually wash your hands before kiddush. Below kaddish al yain, and actually make kiddush on the wine. That's the Rosh and Mordechai, Perak Abi Pesachim, the Rashba, the Gris Maimon, the Perak Abtes, and the Tur. That's the widespread custom in these countries. Vein Lashans don't change. Rak B'Lil Pesach, only on Seder night. Like we explained in Simen Tov Ayin Gimel.
Mishbur and Sivkot Nun Chas, where the Mechaber said that Achar Shekiddush B'Chulu, after a person made Kiddush on the cup, then he washes his hands and makes Amlet Tilas Yidayim. Now, B'Loy Kodim, not beforehand, Kodesh Leyavsi by Kiddush, that he shouldn't interrupt with Kiddush, Bein Tilas Yidayim L'Maitzi, between the washing of the hands and the Baruch HaMaitzi. Abnei Vesa, but his family members in Makach Batsman that don't make Kiddush themselves. They fulfill the obligation by hearing from the homeowner. Yuchliti Deim Kaidim, so Mishmur, they could wash their hands first. So we've got an test. Now, if he washed his hands before Kiddush, he revealed his intention that if the Bechulah, that the bread is more dear to him, and he should therefore not make Kiddush on the wine, rather on the bread. Now, but Afka Hocha, not specific over here, the Ikagamkin Chashash Hefzik, because there's also concern of interruption, Shemekadosh Aliyah Nachanatil, because he's going to make Kiddush on the wine after he washed his hand, Kamesh Kisavnu Sifkat Nun Ches. That's where we say this halacha, but Alba in general, if he did not wash his hands, he's allowed to make Kiddush on the wine after Diftu Chaviv Aliyah's man. Even though bread's more dear to him than wine, still, he should make Kiddush on the wine. Finally, come on, Bismir Shem Beis, Tzavtes Ba'agoa, B'mashu Kisav Nisham, which adheres to the 64, brings that there he writes that according to Rabbeinu Tam, a person should never make Kiddush on the bread, even according to the Rosh there that's permitted. However, if there's wine in the town, he has to make Kiddush on wine only if it's more dear to him, the bread, more than the wine. He adds on that it's possible that in that developed his mekel, that they rely, that lean on this. Now, if wine is not acceptable on him and he doesn't have any pleasure from it, the Be'al Lacha writes over there that it's possible to make Kiddush like a tchilo on bread. Sivkot and Samach. So he's revealing his intention that bread is chavivle is dear to him. Hainu, that is delkachner diolim. That's why he washed first. Because he's hungry and he wants to go quickly eat bread. So then, with those two together, therefore he'll make kiddush on the bread. Now the Ramah said, Sibkan samachal. Some say that initially one should wash his hands before kiddush and make kiddush on wine because the sfilu they hold. They in the kiddush maker hafsik. Kiddush not called hafsik. Because it's a necessity of the meal. Therefore, they should make kiddush on wine and drink from the cup. And then he should make a maitzah, give it a pass, and break the bread. Since it's not an interruption, Sreeler mother holds. Actually, it's good to have this custom initially. Because when he does not have wine, makadosh al pas, he makes kiddush on the bread. But then for sure he has to wash hands before kiddush, because you're going to be making the kiddush on the bread. Okay, never tivlin the king coming by finach, and therefore it's good to have the custom that you always have the same way that you always wash. This is for kiddush. Now, for limzik is a kais b'chamin to dilute the cup of wine with warm water. Achan the tila after you wash your hands, kind of mitzvah before hamitzi. But the in lasik lukulama. According to everyone, that should not be done. Keep the tzarchel dakti gyafa, since you have to be so precise. Shimzikadarka that you should dilute in the right way. Shaloi as we continue the zichasim shaloi yesterday. You shouldn't do too little, too much. Abbas Matas, then you're really removing your consciousness from the netilas yadayim because you're focusing on something else, and that's not appropriate. Simkhan Samhbez, the Ramah said, and that's the custom, it's widespread in these countries to wash until some beforehand. And the English on this one should not change. Now, but the Kamakhrim Kasu, but many Khrim write, says Mishbu, the Tfeh Odub Lakatrila, that most definitely better initially, the Kaddish Aliyah and Kunnut Hizdan. Make kiddush on the wine before you wash your hands. Ukadas Machab, like the opinion of the Machaber, to be to Medina Lakholadis, that's how you fulfill your obligation according to all opinions. Which the Sharatin Ay Samhbez says, that's the building going in his beer, and the Maimah Mordcha, that the Ik is like the opinion of Shulchan Aruch, and according to them, the Eben, if he already washed his hands, he has to make kiddush on the bread because of the hesek. And so too, he's inclined also the Taz around this primary deer in the beginning of his words, just at the end of something in the words of the Taz, that we're ikra alocha. If someone is noig like the opinion of the mechaber, then he does well. But the Eved, he already washed his hands, then he could rely on the Ramah, and he can make kiddush on the wine. And that's the Chayyadim. Also comes out, you should make kiddush on the wine before Netila. But the Eved, if you wash your hands already, then you can make kiddush on the wine between that and the Hamaitzi. Contains Mishbrua. Says, Miu, however, Im kvar not liyod of kudin kiddush. Pretty wash his hands before kiddush. Bezeh yesh lasas karama, then you should do like rama, daf a bikini kaddish al yayin, then first the kiddush on the wine, and then make a mitzi on the bread. Subkan samach gimel. And only, beleil pesach, then you do differently. Mishim sh'oz mafsikin harbe b'amiris ha'goda al-sudu, because then you interrupt the match very much after kiddush, but saying the whole ha'goda till the meal, then definitely you should not wash in the field's dying, then make kiddush and kaddish, and then wait all the way till ha'mitzi later on. Because of the Derechem writes, im kaddish al-apas, make kiddush on the bread, la'itzi gam ha'shemim, to exempt also those who are hearing your bracha, tzichim ha'shemim sheikhan l'lotzit gam ha'beres ha'mitzi. So those who are hearing, also have to have in mind, not only kiddush, but to be yitzi the bracha of the bread of a mighty, because then lo yicham the bread of somebody if they're not having in mind for the bracha of a mighty, right? Yicham lots of mekadosh and only having in mind to be into the kiddush, or lots of mekadosh shabbos. A bracha of a mighty writes in achkech the bracha ba'af mishas achila, but the bracha of a mighty they want themselves to make themselves afterwards when they're going to eat. By snesa, then they're doing a prohibition because the mahapkan say that kiddush, because now they're inverting the order of the kiddush. Ayin sham, because you're supposed to do the as the Dirshu 65 brings, as the Derech Chaim explains over there, that since those who are hearing first the kiddush, and only afterwards they make a mitzi, they're doing like Beishami and the Gemara Brachas of Menalav, that he says you should make a bracha on the day of Mekadosh Shabbos, and then make a bracha on the wine. Not like Beis Hillel, who we pass him, that says, as we do, that you make a bracha on the day, and then make a bracha on the day. And the Derech Chaim, and here they're doing the opposite, because they're making a mitzi after the kiddush. Derech Chaim adds on, that this is all only by kiddush that you make on bread, that since the kiddush only makom suda, so everyone that's sitting around has to eat bread. But the kiddush you make on wine, where not everyone who's sitting around have to drink from the wine. So there you get to the chiv of kiddush, even if they don't not get to the chiv of bracha b'hiragav, and then you wouldn't have this problem. It says the Mishmaru further, it says lafiz according to this, that tzrichin gamkein lizaher, they have to be careful lethal yidei mishabim balabais to wash their hands also at the same time as the balabais. Because he's making kiddush on the bread. Because if not, how could they have a mind to be into what his bracha b'maitzah is making? So obviously, they have to also wash at that time. The Be'alacha, the Remaskel, the Rifta Chavivalei, well, if he washes his hands, obviously bread is more dear to him. Now, it's not enough with just the reason of, what do you mean? Of course you should make hamaitzi, make kiddush on bread, not on wine, because it's going to be hefzik. So no, like we wrote in Mishnah Berurah, Sifkat Nuntes, it's not really hefzik gamma, because tzarech suda, and therefore he combined together this idea, says the Machzor Shekel, with a hefzik. And also, obviously you're showing that bread is more dear to you, and therefore then you should do on what's chavit play, which is the bread and not the wine. The Ramas, some of the deer shoes. And deer shoe number
which the Mishnah Berurah has said a different idea. That what you do is, first you pour from the first cup into another cup, make sure that it remains a revise of wine, you taste from it, the Malay Lugmov, and then you pour from the other one inside of it, then it's Masakin the Begima. And then you can make Kiddush on it if it has now a revise of Yain. And says, even the Eli Rabbi Deich's words, I was like, that's how Shachadar is better. But he says, look at Tayyid Shabbos Miyashvit. The dish of 59 brings, because the Eli Rabbi asked in the Magen Avraham, the Gemara says, Pesachim Nav Kofei, regarding someone that doesn't have a Shabbos book, one cup, he has to make Abdullah, he also has to bench on that cup. He's allowed to eat before Abdullah, and afterwards, he makes on that cup, Berach Sabazin, and makes Abdullah. So from that, the Gemara proves that tasting the wine is Pogim the Kais, because if not, you can make Abdullah, taste a little bit of the wine, make Berach Sabazin on the rest of the wine. Now, according to what the Magen Avraham writes, but it's possible to taste from the wine, even without being Pogim the Kais, because by using another cup. So Taisa Shabbos in Miyashiv, they says, according to the Havim of the Gemara over there, it doesn't help to be Misakin a Kais that's Pogim. So therefore, it doesn't help to pour the wine to another cup and then to put it back. But you're right, according to the Maskan that came over there, that it does help to be Misakin the Kais Pogim. So that would help to be Misakin it by putting another cup. So that's not a stira for the Magen Avraham's approach, but then the Machabe. Dishra 60, Mishmurin Sipkot Nun Zayin, had said that it's good to make Kiddush on a big cup, that you leave over from that cup for the Kiddush of the daytime in Havdalah. Now, even though you don't make mitzvahs chavilas, you don't make bundles out of the same items for different mitzvahs, Pir Magravim explains that this all, if you do two mitzvahs at one time, when there's an interruption of time between them, for example, over here, where there's an interruption of another meal, that's not considered chavilas, to the contrary. Since one mitzvah is done with this cup, you want to do other mitzvahs with the same cup, at least according to that opinion. Dershah 61, Mishmur said, the Eli Rabbim is fakvik that with that minig, because he asked from this that the Magen Avraham wrote in Simkot Pei Gimel, it's better to buy wine for Kiddush, samach l'mitzvah, what the Gemara in Brachas says, yayin chai, if that's the case, also over here, it's better to bring Kiddush for the datum and Avdalah, new wine from the barrel. It also writes that since remedying the wine is not agreeable to all opinions, why would you do that l'ketchila, to have to be masak in the pogam? In Dishra 62, he says also the Maimon Motcha refuses this opinion, because he asks that since you drank from the kais of Kiddush, if that's the case, after the first Kiddush, the cup is missing, it's not a full cup. Mishbru is Miyashim, he writes that you can make Kiddush every time with a smaller cup, so that it should be a full cup. Dishra 63, Mishpul said, but in general, you did not wash your hands, then even if the bread is out, I mean, even if bread is more dear to him, he can make Kiddush on the wine, which understanding of his words are, that even though it's permitted to make Kiddush on wine, but like a tchila, you can make Kiddush on bread, but if it's more dear to you than the wine. But from what he writes later on, Simri Shain Beis, that you have to be concerned with Shittas Rabbi Natam, that not to make Kiddush on bread at all, and even according to the Rosh, that permitted to make Kiddush on bread, even if he has wine, when it's dear to him, it sounds like a tchila, you should make Kiddush on wine. So maybe the Girsa says of Naivert, it should be mutiv instead of mutter. Mutiv l'kaddish al yayin. That would tell us that not mutter, but therefore you should not make Kiddush on the bread. Dershu